Beer On Show number 3.
I like beer. Beer on. Holy shit. I'm a for-profit person. Ooh, shiny. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is going to be fun, people.
Of course I said that.
This is
going to
be a train wreck.
Oh, shit. All right, hey everybody, it's Big Joe doing the Beer On Show, and special guest with me tonight is Mike and his girlfriend Chrissy. What's going on, guys?
Word up.
Hi.
And this is the Oktoberfest show. We just got home from Oktoberfest, and I had a good time. I got good and drunk. How about you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought $30 worth of hair accessories.
Oh, really? How did, so is that what you liked about it? Chrissy, why don't you get a little bit closer to the mic? This isn't going to work. Yeah, sit on Mike's lap. There you go.
Oh, okay. Boner time. Oh.
Hey, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Joe, end the show now. End the show now.
Should I leave the room?
I don't care.
Okay. Nice. All right, so
where's your video camera at, anyways?
The video camera, I think it's in my truck right now. I don't know. It's
around,
it's right here somewhere. Hey, but I got plenty of tape. So yeah. So what did you think, Mike? Did you have a good time tonight?
The beer was good.
Yeah, the beer was good. They had Bitburger and something else. It was German.
Bitburger.
You know, we were drinking Miller Lite or any shit beer like that. So. It was a lot of fun. Good German music. Had some bratwurst. And, Mike, you had some, sauerkraut as well. Sauerkraut any good?
Sauerkraut was sweet.
Nice. All right. So, yeah. If you hear this before I post it tomorrow, go on down to the Phoenix Club there in Anaheim.
Joe, they have to need to post it before they hear it.
I know, which is unfortunate because it's probably not going to happen, you know. And tomorrow's the last day of Oktoberfest, so, yeah, I don't know why I'm giving them a plug.
But next year.
Next year, go. Yeah, every weekend. And, you know, I think they started a little early this year. They actually started in the last week of September, I believe. So,
ooh,
yeah.
That's against the law.
No, it isn't. Not only against the law for them to make some money, which is sure as hell they did. So, yeah, we kind of beat their cover charge. Because as we were going in, we weren't sure. Well, Mike wasn't sure where to go in. I knew where we were supposed to go. He asked some security guard, and he said, yeah, go that way. And we go in through this, like, you know, looked like...
side gate.
Yeah, it looked like a little side gate. And, you know, we went through there, and, like, as we get into the place, this guy's like, how the hell did you get in here? And, you know, security guard told us, and he was like, God damn it, fuck that shit. He was pissed, but, you know. I think they stopped charging covers by that point anyway, so. And that was about what?
9:30.
Yeah, so hey. Next year, that's about when they give up, so hey. And they run to midnight. We could actually still be there for another 22 minutes. Want to go back?
Joe, it was your idea to leave.
Oh, wasn't it?
Joe's idea to leave.
Okay, well, whatever. Hey, shit happens. And
he pissed on his shirt.
I got a mustard stain.
I did.
Mustard.
I got pissed drunk tonight, literally. I think
you got the Padre shirt to prove it.
I think that's the first time I got pissed drunk ever. You know, the shirt just slipped as I was, you know, unleashing the beast. You know, that's what the ladies call. You like my phone there, Chrissy?
I do. I've been looking to get a razor, so I was just going to check it out.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
All.
Motorola Razor, sponsored by Verizon Wireless.
Hey, stop pegging the mic, dick. Don't talk so loud.
I'm sorry, Motorola.
Not Verizon. That fucking soft, Jesus Christ. Anyways, so, yeah, so you were kind of pissed off earlier tonight. Why don't you tell us about that, Mike? Give us a little rant.
Oh, yeah, my PC. It's a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I need a new computer.
Really?
Microsoft is letting me down. Microsoft Word won't open. And it's kind of irritating, but we'll fix that tomorrow.
Computer's from the Stone Age. You should probably get a new one like he's been talking about for the last, I don't know, maybe 2 years or so.
Really?
Actually, 4 years. I bought the computer 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I wanted a new computer 4 years. Yeah, the past 4 years.
So, yeah. What are you going to get a Mac? Is that what you're going
to
do, Mike?
I think Joe's trying to get
No Macs.
Well, why is that, Chrissy?
Joe wants me to get an iMac, but...
I thought you were liking the iMacs or the MacBooks or the Pros or something like that.
Don't tell anybody, but yeah, I do.
Okay, that's cool. I won't let anybody know. So, yeah. And...
Did Joe just swing an iMac? Oh, that's pretty nasty.
No, I didn't swing an iMac. I did a little...
Your monitor is a little blurry. You can't see what's on the monitor. Wipe that off. Wipe that white stuff off.
Oh, go fuck off.
Is that Ready Whip? What is that?
Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah. You know, since it's Halloween's coming up, you know, today is... What is today? Today's the... 28th. Yeah, it's 28th all day. And
guess what? It's actually only 11 o'clock since Daylight Savings.
Yeah, Daylight Savings starts at 2 o'clock. So, what the fuck are you thinking, Chrissy? Anyways.
How cute. Joe has a little note from his mom that says, love you.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Hanging on his desk.
And you.
Mom
protection.
Loves me.
Oh, Mom, you're great.
I don't want grandkids just yet.
Victoria's Secret catalog is coming in the mail? What the hell is that all about?
Anyways, yeah.
Halloween's coming.
Halloween's coming. And so I decided, due to the encouragement of a friend of mine at work, to actually have a costume this year. And
where are you gonna go?
Where I was gonna go? Well, I decided I was gonna be a mercenary. You know, I was gonna wear the camouflage pants that I had, and you know, just get a shirt or something like that, and then wear get like a M16 toy gun or something like that. Well,
and point at a cop, right?
That's right. That's right. And take the little orange thing off so they think it's real.
Yeah.
And so I go to Toys R Us today. You know what? They don't sell toy guns anymore. What the fuck is that all about? You know? That sucks. I remember back in the day, we had fucking cap guns. Back in my day. Back in the 80s, you could put these little caps in there. These little pistols, and they'd swing around, and they'd pop off.
I believe they still sell the cap guns at Disneyland.
Oh, they
do? You can get them in Frontierland. They have fake toy guns.
Are they M16s?
No.
No, okay.
Fortunately not.
Are they little pistols?
1700s era.
Okay, yeah. Being a, you know, mercenary, wearing green camouflage, and using 1700s era guns probably isn't going to work out.
Good point. You could be a cowboy instead.
I don't want to be a cowboy because then I'd have to, like, you know, buy shit. So, you know, fuck that.
All right.
Other than the guns. I was going to buy the gun, but, you know, I could have bought something that was in the form of a gun. It was like a Star Wars replica kind of a thing. But those were like $35, and I said, fuck that. So,
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
Oh, bullshit. I ain't the only one. So, yeah. So, that was my little rant. You know, back in the day, we had real toy guns, and, you know, you pull the trigger and it makes it sound like it was, you know, shooting, and you had the cap guns, and...
And you hit them with hammers and then go off. Oh, that's awesome.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, back in my dad's day, they had actual, like, metal guns.
1920?
No, like in the 50s and shit, you know. They had metal guns. I had one, you know, they eventually broke and all, because, you know, of course I was playing with them and all, and you know, actual things that looked like bullets, and it was really cool. But, you know, can't have those anymore. It sucks. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. So what's new, Mike? Tell me what's going on.
I'm house-sitting now as part of my part-time job. Really? Actually, no, it's full-time now.
Really?
Yes, I house-sit.
Whose house is it?
My own.
Nice.
It actually cost me $600 a month.
Really? That's a shitty job.
Yeah, money management. I didn't take that in college.
Mm. Well, you should have. You were in college for, you know, long enough.
I don't think it was offered when I wanted to take it, so I bypassed on that.
Personal finance?
He is a pet sitter for a rat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, yes.
And that's a full-time job.
Shout out to Perla. Perla Bonkers.
Perla
in the house.
Bonkers, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got the MySpace page going on, but I really haven't done anything with it since I started it, so... I'll definitely, when I get that going, I'll add Perla Bonkers to the MySpace.
Yeah, that's right. MySpace.com/Perla Bonkers. She's online.
Right. Yeah, plug in Perla's site. Way to go. And, so yeah.
That's it. It's
still, quote unquote, retired.
I am retired. I'm thinking about coming out of retirement and possibly pursuing a career, second career in something else besides sales.
Really?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. You should,
I'm not holding my breath.
Really? Why is that?
He just doesn't seem to have the willpower to really want to go to work.
That's, you know, you kind of do have to have willpower, and, you know, with my job, it's just, I've been at it so long. And I'm getting tired of it. You know, I think I just need a vacation, which I desperately need, which I have to take this year, or I won't get my full allotment next year.
Mike is very undecisive. He's wanted a new car for about 4 years. He's wanted a new computer for about 4 years. And can't just
a new bed.
Actually put something into that. So
a new girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Bam, you beat me to it.
Yeah. How funny. And trying to find a job, I just think, is going to be kind of the same. I think no job's going to be as good as he wants, and so maybe he's going to take a while to find one.
Well, you know, entry-level, Mike, it sucks. Get used to it.
I'm looking to bypass that.
Well.
Good luck.
With your bachelor's in business, good luck.
I'm going on personality.
You know, we put the over-under of you getting your master's once you start at 4 years, since it took 8 to get your bachelor's. I'm taking the over. So, yeah. All right. What about you, Chrissy? How's life?
Just great.
How was SeaWorld today? Did you see Shamu?
I did. I saw Shamu.
Did you tell him what up for me?
No.
Did you give Shamu the shocker?
No.
Okay.
Well, she asked about you, Joe, and she was wondering why you don't call her back.
Well, you know, I have standards. You know, my lady...
Are you racist? Because she's black?
Well, she's black and white.
She's primarily right, white. You're black. She's black. You racist bitch.
Aww. Poor Shamu.
I think that was my first swear word on the internet. Bitch.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah, I have...
I
have standards, you know... She has to weigh less than me.
Less than 2 tons.
And she has to and she has to be a human. Shamu kind of doesn't
Shamu's
feel
a
that.
Mammal. It's the same.
Oh, it's pretty close. That's
close. You know, if we wanted to go out, it'd kind of be hard.
She's got a blowhole.
Because she can't. I was going to say, she's got a couple of holes. That's going to be okay. It'll work out just fine.
Wait, I got it. Joe doesn't like the captivity type. He likes the free...
I like the free range honeys. That's right. It's all you ladies out there. So yeah,
all you free grazers.
Mm-hmm. So
backside.
Oh wow. Yeah, so I realized the reason why I hadn't put a show out in the last, you know, it's been like 2 weeks, I guess, is that, you know, I didn't have anything to rant about until today when I went looking for that gun. And overall, life has been pretty good. I mean, I can't really complain. I have my health. I have my job. And, you know, need a honey, but, you know, hey, I'm working on that. So, yeah, I've asked you this a billion times, Chrissy. You know anybody that's of legal age?
Unfortunately not.
No? What about, what's her name? Natalie. Is she available?
She's still taken. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. All my friends are pretty much taken, so... Unfortunately, sorry.
Shucks. Oh, well... So, yeah, if you listen to this show and you want to get a piece of this,
Yeah. And weigh less than 2,000 pounds.
That's right. You have to weigh less than a ton. Or me.
And I'll put in a good word.
Okay, right on.
He's a nice guy.
Joe is a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he sounds really obnoxious when he's burping and farting and talking about beer.
And touching his nuts.
All, it's not all that bad. I'm sure there's a good side to him.
He's got a Mac.
Mm-hmm. So
he drives a Ford Ranger.
He deserves a nice guy to make
He's got
him
a
happy.
Great smile.
Nice guy?
Great smile.
What the fuck?
Did I say he
You said a nice guy.
No, I
you
said...
You think I'm fucking gay?
No, that's I'm what
I'm all man, and I love the ladies.
Well,
no.
He does have that rainbow
I
apple
said he's
sticker
a nice
on his
guy.
Truck.
Oh, fuck you.
I said he deserves a good girl because he's a nice guy.
That's right. Thank you, Chrissy.
That's what I said. You're a nice
appreciate
guy, not
that.
You need a nice guy.
And now I'm putting you on the spot. If you weren't with Mike or anybody else, would you date me?
No. Knowing you as well as I do, there's
no,
a possibility.
Not, there is a possibility. But what
yes.
about, you know...
If I took the blindfold off, yes. No.
I mean,
what about if we just, like...
With the blindfold on,
randomly,
yes.
like, met or something?
It would depend on the situation and what we talked about. If I met you and I had this conversation with you that we had tonight about beer...
I met
the
you at a bar.
No.
I met you at a bar and we wouldn't
depending,
be talking about beer.
Okay, well, depending on how you were acting,
regular
if you
stuff.
Weren't being completely obnoxious, then yes, there might be a possibility.
Okay. Good.
There you go.
So if I wasn't grabbing for your goodies...
Yes.
Okay.
But you
and
to,
you weren't
you
completely
what
anyway.
What is
obnoxious.
What is the possibility? I'm not saying like 1%. 1% is a possibility, but it's a slim possibility. Give me a number here.
I would
here.
Say 75.
75. Wow.
If you round up, it's 100.
Yeah, that's right. You sure as hell do. So, that's good because I think, you know, ladies that, you know, look like you and you are a good looking woman, you know, thank you. You're
Score!
Welcome. Ching. Yeah, way to go, Mike.
Spanks.
Yeah, nice and convenient there. She's already living with you when you started dating.
It just works out that way. God yeah. has his plan for everybody. Thanks,
At least
God.
You didn't date the other female
oh,
in the house.
Oh, one thing.
Your sister.
it was all God's fault. I like to thank God on that. But I like to blame God on getting all the red lights when I drive. Thank
well,
you very much.
You know, that happens. You know, God works in mysterious ways. But, you know, that was one of the tenets. We weren't going to... I didn't want to talk about religion or politics in this...
Joe, you're losing.
In this show. I know I'm losing because I'm fucking talking here. I'll finish my beer.
Tonight's beer?
Tonight's beer we're not going to talk about because I want to go in depth about it.
It's his favorite.
It is my favorite, but we're not going to talk about it, and I was sad yesterday
it's
when
not
I dropped
that great.
One.
German Bitburger is pretty damn good.
You know, unfortunately, I still got the Bitburger on my taste buds, so I'm still tasting the Bitburger. So, yeah.
He's got a little Bitburger in his pants, too.
Mm-hmm.
Little bitty burger.
That's not what Chrissy said.
Chrissy, did you say that?
What?
That his Bitburger isn't bitty?
I don't know anything about his Bitburger.
I've never seen the Bitburger. Oh!
My Bitburger is a big Bitburger.
The Bitburger is a bitty burger.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Oh, St. Louis Cardinals. Props.
Fuck the Cardinals. Well,
Props
you know,
the Cardinals.
Okay, they won.
Go
whoop-dee-
Cardinals.
They won for the first time since, what, 82?
1982, the year I was born.
Oh, whoopee!
Jeff Weaver can now die a happy man.
Yeah, he's been redeemed until next year.
Angels, what do they know?
And my Padres, well, you know, they lost to the winners, so, you know, they lost to the champs.
The Dodgers put him in the playoffs.
You know, of all the series that I predicted, I got one right, and it was the only one that mattered. Mets over Dodgers. What do you think about that, Mike, Mr. Dodger fan?
You know,
I thought that series was going to go five, but what? How many games did it go? Oh, that's right. The Dodgers got swept.
At least they made it to the playoffs.
Hey, so did my Padres. Division right. champs. And now they don't have a manager, but, you know, hey, shit happens. At least we won't have Bochy to get outmanaged anymore. So, yeah.
Barry Bonds, baby. That's all it's about.
The free agent Barry Bonds.
Texas Rangers.
Fuck, who cares? Retire already. Hope nobody fucking offers him a contract, you bastard. It's all right. Jeez. All right, we're about to wrap this up. Anything you'd like to add, Mike?
I'm on the spot. I can't think of anything right now.
How about you, Chrissy?
I'm done.
Okay.
I got one. All right. Before we go, Andy, your girlfriend Ashley out there, hey, I have a trade offer for you on fantasy football. Could you at least accept it or reject it instead of just let it sit there for a week? Thank you.
Okay, what's the offer?
I thought you were going to, like, ask to trade girlfriends or something. I was like, what?
Well, Andy, my phone number, ask Joe. Give me a call. What's up?
Nice. All right, everybody. Email us at beeronshow@gmail.com. And I swear to God, if you fucking broke that bottle right now, Oh, fuck you. Don't do that shit. Oh, see, look at the foam. Look at that.
What makes it do that?
I don't know why it does that. Okay, shot. Mike was doing the... If you look at those Man Law commercials where you tap the beer bottle on the other one on the top and it all foams up, Mike did that just before the show. And, you know, beer got all over the place. Fucking asshole.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know why it does that.
It got on my pants and Joe licked it.
No, it just got on your pants, and I should have kicked your ass, but whatever.
I'll get it later.
So anyways, Chris is going to lick it up later?
Yeah!
Yeah! You guys can borrow my video camera. I'll take a look at I'll critique everything for you. And so, yeah. All right, email us at beeronshow@gmail.com. Visit the website at beeronshow.podomatic.com, and we'll see you next time. Later.